Chapter 5. Putting Agile into Action. The Environment. In this chapter, I'll cover creating your agile workspace, rediscovering low-tech communication and using the right high-tech communication, and finally, finding and using the tools you need. Conjure up a mental picture of your current working environment. Perhaps it looks like the following setup. The IT team sits in Cube City in one departmental area with a project manager somewhere within walking distance. You work with an offshore development team 8 time zones away. The business customer is on the other side of the building. Your manager has a small office tucked away somewhere. Conference rooms are usually fully booked, and even if you were to get into one, someone would chase you out within the hour. Your project documents are stored in folders on a shared drive. The development team gets at least 100 emails a day. The project manager holds a team meeting every week and, referring to the project plan, tells the developers what to work on. The project manager also creates a weekly status report and posts it on the shared drive. The product manager is usually too busy to talk to the project manager to review progress, but periodically sends emails with some new thoughts about the application. Although the description in the preceding paragraphs may not describe your particular situation, you can see something like it in any given corporate setting. To benefit from Agile fully, your working environment is going to have to change. This chapter shows you how to create a working space that facilitates communication, one that will help you best take advantage of Agile. Creating the physical environment. Agile flourishes when Scrum team members work closely together in an environment that supports the process. As noted in other chapters, the development team members are central to the success of Agile. Creating the right environment for them to operate in goes a long way towards supporting their success. You can even hire people who specialize in designing optimal work environments for Agile. Co-locating the team. If at all possible, the Scrum team needs to be co-located, that is, physically located together. When a Scrum team is co-located, the following practices are encouraged. 1. Communicating face-to-face. 2. Physically standing up, rather than sitting, as a group for the daily Scrum meeting. 3. Using simple low-tech tools for communication. 4. Getting clarifications from Scrum team members. 5. Being aware of what others are working on. 6. Asking for help with a task. And finally, 7. Supporting others with their tasks. All these practices uphold agile processes. When everyone resides in the same area, it's much easier for one person to lean over, ask a question, and get an immediate answer. If the question is complex, a face-to-face conversation with all the synergy it creates is much more productive than an email exchange. Technical stuff. This improved communication effectiveness is due to communication fidelity, which is the degree of accuracy between the meaning intended and the meaning interpreted. Albert Mehrabian, PhD, a professor at UCLA, has shown that for complex, incongruent communication, 55% of meaning is conveyed by physical body language, 38% is conveyed through cultural-specific voice tonality interpretation, and only 7% is conveyed by words. That's something to keep in mind during your next voice-over IP or cell phone conference call to discuss the design nuances of a system that doesn't exist. Alistair Cockburn, one of the Agile Manifesto signatories, created the graph in Figure 5.1. This graph shows the effectiveness of different forms of communication. Notice the difference in effectiveness between paper communication and two people at a whiteboard. With co-location, you get the benefit of better communication. Setting up a dedicated area. If the Scrum team members are in the same physical place, you want to create as ideal a working environment for them as you can. The first step is to create a dedicated area. Set up an environment where the Scrum team can work in close physical proximity. If possible, the Scrum team should have its own room, sometimes called a project room or Scrum room. The Scrum team members create the setup they need in this project room, putting whiteboards and bulletin boards on the walls and moving the furniture. By arranging the space for productivity, it becomes part of how they work. If a separate room isn't possible, a pod, with workspaces around the edges and a table or collaboration center in the middle, works well. If you're stuck in Cube City and can't tear down walls, ask for some empty cubes in a group and remove the dividing panels. Create a space that you can treat as your project room. Remember, the right space allows the Scrum team to be fully immersed in solving problems and crafting solutions. The situation you have may be far from perfect, but it's worth the effort to see how close you can get to the ideal. Before you implement Agile in your organization, ask management for the resources necessary to create an optimal condition. Resources will vary from project to project, but at a minimum, they can include whiteboards, bulletin boards, markers, push pins, and sticky notes. You'll be surprised at how quickly the efficiency gains pay for the investment and more. For example, with one client company, dedicating a project room and making a $6,000 investment in multiple monitors for developers increased productivity, which saved the company almost 2 months and $60,000 over the life of the project. That's a pretty good return on investment. We show you how to quantify these savings early on in the project in Chapter 13. Removing distractions. The development team needs to focus, focus, focus. The methodologies based on Agile are designed to create structure for highly productive work carried out in a specific way. The biggest threat to this productivity is distraction, such as, hold on a minute, I need to take a call. Okay, I'm back. The good news is that an Agile team has someone dedicated to deflecting or eliminating distractions. That is, the Scrum Master. Whether you're going to be taking on a Scrum Master role or some other role, you need to understand what sorts of distractions can throw the development team off course and how to handle them. Table 5.1 is a list of common distractions and do's and don'ts for dealing with distractions. Remember, distractions sap the development team's focus, energy, and performance. The Scrum Master needs strength and courage to manage and deflect interpretations. Every distraction averted is a step toward success. Going mobile. Judging by the going mobile heading, you might have thought this section was about smartphone teleconferencing, but it isn't. Agile is a responsive approach, and Scrum team members require an environment that helps them respond to the project needs of the day. An Agile team environment should be mobile, literally. So, try the following. 1. Use movable desks and chairs so that people can move about and reconfigure the space. 2. Get wirelessly connected laptops so that Scrum team members can pick them up and move them about easily. And 3. Have a large mobile whiteboard. With this movable environment, Scrum team members can configure and reconfigure their arrangement as needed. Given that Scrum team members will be working with different members from day to day, mobility is important. Fixed furniture tends to dictate the communications that take place. Being mobile allows for freer collaboration and more freedom overall. Low-tech communicating. When a Scrum team is co-located, the members can communicate in person with ease and fluidity. Particularly when you first implement Agile, you want to keep the communication tools low-tech. Rely on face-to-face conversations and good old-fashioned pen and paper. Low-tech promotes informality, allowing Scrum team members to feel that they can change work processes and be innovative as they learn about the product. The primary tool for communication should be face-to-face conversation. Tackling problems in person is the best way to accelerate production. So, try these 3 things. 1. Have short daily meetings in person. Some Scrum teams stand throughout to discourage meetings from running longer than 15 minutes. 2. Ask the product owner questions. Also, make sure he or she is involved in discussions about product features to provide clarity when necessary. 3. Communicate with your coworkers. If you have questions about features, the project's progress, or integrating code, communicate with coworkers. The entire development team is responsible for creating the product, and team members need to talk throughout the day. As long as the Scrum team is in close proximity, You can use physical and visual approaches to keep everyone on the same page. The tools should enable everyone to see the following. 1. The goal of the sprint. 2. The functionality necessary to achieve the sprint goal. 3. What has been accomplished in the sprint. 4. What's coming next in the sprint. 5. Who is working on which task. And 6. What remains to be done. Only a few tools are needed to support this low-tech communication. They are 1. A whiteboard or two that are mobile, on wheels, or lightweight. Nothing beats a whiteboard for collaboration. The Scrum team can use one for brainstorming solutions or sharing ideas. 2. A huge supply of sticky notes in different colors, including poster-sized ones for communicating critical information you want readily visible, such as architecture, coding standards, and the project's definition of done. Here's a tip. A personal favorite is giving each developer at least one tabletop dry erase sticky note easel pad combination with a lightweight easel. These tools are very low cost and facilitate communication fantastically. 3. Lots of colorful pens. And finally, 4. This one's optional. A sprint-specific Kanban board, described in Chapter 4, for tracking progress tactility. If you decide to have a sprint-specific Kanban board, use sticky notes to represent units of work, that is, features broken down into tasks. For your work plan, you can place sticky notes on a large surface, a wall, or your second whiteboard, or you can use a Kanban board with cards. You can customize a Kanban board in many ways, such as using different colored sticky notes for different types of tasks, red flag stickers for features that have an impediment, and resource stickers to easily see who is working on which task. Technical stuff. An information radiator is a tool that physically displays information to the Scrum team and anyone else in the Scrum team's work area. Information radiators can include Kanban boards, whiteboards, bulletin boards, burn-down charts that show the iteration status, and any other sign with details about the project, the product, or the Scrum team. Basically, you move sticky notes or cards around the board to show the status. Everyone knows how to read the board and how to act on what it shows. Figure 5.2 shows a few examples. In Chapter 10, you'll find out the details of what to put on the boards. Here's a tip. Whatever tools you use, avoid spending time making things look neat and pretty. Formality in layout and presentation, what you would often call pageantry, can give an impression that the work is tidy and elegant. However, the work is what matters, so focus your energy on activities that support the work. High-tech communicating. Although co-location almost universally improves effectiveness, many Scrum teams can't be co-located. Some projects have teammates scattered across multiple offices. Others have offshore development teams around the world. If your Scrum team can't be co-located, don't give up on Agile. Instead, simulate co-location as much as possible. When Scrum team members work in different places, you have to make a greater effort to set up an environment that creates a sense of connectedness. To span distance and time zones, you need more sophisticated communication mechanisms. Don't reinvent the wheel. In the past, manufacturing processes often involved partially completed items being shipped to another location for completion. In these situations, the Kanban board on a factory wall in the first location needed to be seen by shop floor management at the second location. Electronic Kanban board software was developed to resolve this problem, but, interestingly, the software looked like a literal Kanban board on the wall and was used in the same way. Don't fix what's working. When determining which types of high-tech communication tools to support, you should first consider the loss of face-to-face discussions. Some tools you can use are 1. Video conferencing and webcams. These tools can create a sense of being together. 2. Instant messaging. Although instant messaging doesn't convey nonverbal communication, it is real-time, accessible, and easy to use. Several people can also share a session and share files. 3. Web-based desktop sharing. Especially for the development team, sharing your desktop allows you to highlight issues and updates visually in real time. Seeing the problem is always better than just talking it out over the phone. And 4, collaboration websites. These sites allow you to do everything from sharing simple documentation so that everyone has the latest information to using a virtual whiteboard for brainstorming. Here's a tip. Using a collaboration site allows you to post documents that show the status of the sprint. When managers request status updates, you can simply direct them to the collaboration site. By updating these documents daily, you provide managers with better information than they would have under a traditional project management cycle. Avoid creating separate status reports for management. These reports duplicate information in the sprint burndowns and don't support production. Choosing tools. As noted throughout the chapter, low-tech tools are best suited to Agile, especially initially, while the Scrum team gets used to the process. The following sections discuss a few points to consider when choosing Agile tools. They are the purpose of the tool and organizational and compatibility constraints. Let's take a look at each. The purpose of the tool. When choosing tools, the primary question you need to ask is, what is the purpose of the tool? Tools should solve a specific problem and support agile processes, the focus of which is pushing forward with the work. Above all, don't choose anything more complicated than you need. Some tools are sophisticated and take time to learn before you can use them to be productive. If you're working with a co-located Scrum team, the training and adoption of agile practices can be enough of a challenge without adding a suite of complicated tools to the mix. If you're working with a dislocated Scrum team, introducing new tools can be even more difficult. Warning: you can find a lot of agile-centric websites, software, and other tools on the market. Many are very useful, but you shouldn't invest in expensive agile tools in your early days of implementing agile. This investment is unnecessary and adds another level of complexity to adoption. As you go through the first few iterations and modify your approach, the Scrum team will start identifying procedures that can be improved or need to change. One of these improvements might be the need for additional tools or replacement tools. When a need emerges naturally from the Scrum team, finding organizational support for purchasing the necessary tools is often easier because the need can be tied to an actual project issue. Organizational and compatibility constraints. Beyond the initial considerations noted in the preceding section, the tools you choose must operate within your organization. Unless you're using solely non-electronic tools, you'll likely have to take into account organizational policies with respect to hardware, software, and services, as well as cloud computing, security, and telephony systems. If you're part of a distributed organization, some Scrum teams may not be able to support complex solutions. Maintain the latest versions of desktop software, or have the robust internet bandwidth you take for granted. As with other organizational constraints, budget is always a consideration when choosing tools. Some tools are costly, so you have to show significant value of a complex tool over, say, Microsoft Excel.